Some tunnels in the U.S. are thick with Civil War history, and those who visit them get to witness firsthand the sites that have been highlighted in the retelling of historical events. There is one such tunnel in Georgia that holds pieces of history that the state almost lost completely. Instead of allowing nature to entomb it, efforts were made to rehabilitate it and turn it into the Civil War attraction it is today. The longest tunnel in Georgia has a unique history that requires some explaining. Below, we break down what makes this tunnel so unique and why it has more than one name. The longest tunnel in Georgia. The longest tunnel in Georgia is the Chattoochta Mountain Tunnel. While you may initially think this is a single tunnel, the name refers to two tunnels that run parallel to one another. The first tunnel was the Western and Atlantic Railroad Tunnel, WAMP-A, which was built in 1850. This tunnel was only 12.5 feet wide and 1,477 feet long. It was certainly a tight squeeze that would make anyone feel claustrophobic. Unfortunately, the squeeze was so tight that trains would get stuck and the people on those trains wouldn't make it out alive. The second of the two tunnels is the CXS Transportation Tunnel, which is still an active railroad today. It connects Atlanta and Chattanooga. Although the new tunnel and the old tunnel are not connected, together their length totals 3,004 feet. The Chattoochta Mountain Tunnel was the site for two major historic events. During the Civil War, a military raid occurred on April 12, 1862. This event became known as the QLCC, Great Locomotive Chase. QLCC, James J. Andrews led volunteers from the Union Army to commandeer a train. The train was called QLCC, the General. QLCC, they set it on fire and took it to the WAMP, a tunnel, trying to damage it as much as they could. Eventually, the Confederates captured and executed some of the men, others were able to get away. The second event occurred in May 1863. Union and Confederate forces battled at the site during the Atlanta Campaign. When was the Chattoochta Mountain Tunnel built? Construction for the first of the two tunnels, WAMP-A, originally began on July 15, 1848. On October 13, 1849, the chief engineer, William L. Mitchell, led a procession through the tunnel that included clergymen, musicians, workers, and other attendees through the very first passage. It was a celebratory affair that lit up the night. It was not until several months later that the first train passed through WAMP-A in 1850. Atlanta, which was formerly referred to as QLCC, Terminus QLCC, became a main transportation center. The second tunnel was completed on December 17, 1928, allowing traffic to be rerouted from the previous tunnel still running parallel to it. The new construction meant the old tunnel was abandoned after 78 years of use. What was the Chattoochta Mountain Tunnel's primary purpose? The WAMP, a tunnel, was built so that there was a connection between the Port of Augusta and the Tennessee River Valley. It was the first railroad that crossed the Appalachian Mountains and that opened trade between the upper Midwest and the Atlantic Ocean. Although the WAMP, a tunnel, stopped being viable for use and was almost decimated by nature and years of neglect, the Tunnel Hill Historical Foundation intervened in 1992, and in 1999, rehabilitation of the WAMP, a tunnel, began. On May 9, 2000, the tunnel reopened. But not for its original purpose. It is now listed on the National Register of Historic Places and welcomes tourists for a walkthrough. The CXS Transportation Tunnel was built to connect Atlanta and Chattanooga. This offers safe passage after the WAMP, a tunnel, was deemed unsafe. The rail traffic became too much for the original tunnel to handle. With train cars getting stuck, a solution was in order. Things to do around Chattoochta Mountain Tunnel. Aside from visiting the rehabilitated WAMP, a tunnel, you could stop by Rocky Face Ridge, a 1,000-acre park that is also full of Civil War history. Here you can take your bike to enjoy an 8-mile trail. You can put your running shoes on to head out on the 5-mile running course or enjoy a 3/4-mile hiking trail. Take your lunch and enjoy one of the picnic pavilions. You can also take in the view from the top of the mountain. A bit further south in Dalton, you can explore Hagmill Lake Park. There are over 5 miles of trails in a wooded environment. Here you can partake in hiking, canoeing, kayaking, mountain biking, and fishing.